You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the Symantec Home and Home Office Security Report for July 2006. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends identified in the report, and to help educate home and home office users on how to protect themselves. In today's podcast, we'll discuss a new Trojan horse program being distributed from a fake World Cup website, along with a security issue on the MySpace social networking website. We'll also discuss a flaw in Adobe Acrobat Reader that could allow a hacker to gain access to your computer, and we'll examine some security issues with Microsoft PowerPoint and Apple's iTunes, and finally, Microsoft's announcement that they will no longer be supporting Windows 98, 98 SE, and Windows ME. In July, hackers created a phony website that claimed to have information on the headbutting incident involving Zinedine Zidane and Marco Materazzi, which occurred during the final game of the World Cup soccer event. The website was designed to look just like an official FIFA World Cup 2006 site, although it had no real connection to the World Cup at all. If you were enticed to surf to the malicious site, a Trojan horse program would have been downloaded onto your computer. Once downloaded, the Trojan horse program would inconspicuously install additional malicious software, which would allow the hacker who controlled the malicious site to gain access to your computer. After they were able to gain access, the hackers could read, change, or steal your files, keep track of everything you typed on your keyboard, as well as stealing your email address book contacts. To protect yourself against this type of internet attack, you should be very careful about following website links that come to you through unsolicited email, instant messages, or bulletin board websites. You should also only follow a link if the purpose of the link is known and it comes from a trusted source. Throughout the month of July, a banner advertisement was displayed on some pages of the MySpace social networking website, which attempted to install adware called Purity Scan on the computers of users that clicked on the banner ad. When a user clicked on the banner advertisement, they were redirected to a web page that was attempting to exploit a flaw in the Microsoft Windows graphic rendering engine. This flaw allowed a malicious Windows metafile format file to be run on a computer without the consent or knowledge of the computer's user. The attackers likely used this method of installing adware in order to profit from the installations themselves. Since a hacker is paid for each installation, hackers often use malicious methods and thereby increase their financial compensation. By having this banner advertisement displayed on high-traffic websites such as MySpace, this allows attackers to reach as many users as possible. To protect against these types of threats, users should ensure that computers are fully patched and running antivirus software with current definitions. Running a firewall can also prevent adware and spyware programs from sending information and can alert the users to their presence. Also in July, a major flaw was found in Adobe Acrobat Reader software that could be used by hackers to gain access to your computer. A hacker can take advantage of this flaw when an unpatched version of the Adobe Acrobat Reader software is used to open a document with a PDF extension that may contain hacker code. This PDF document could come to you in an email that you've received, a website you may have visited, or as a file that you've shared with someone you trust. If attackers can successfully take advantage of this flaw, they can read, change, or steal your files, keep track of everything you've been typing on your keyboard, as well as stealing contacts out of your email address book. To protect yourself from hackers trying to benefit from exploiting this flaw, you should download the latest version of Adobe Acrobat Reader from Adobe's website and install it on your computer. To be extra cautious, don't open any PDF documents that you receive unless you're absolutely sure that they are safe. Also, you should never view, open, or click on any email attachment unless it is expected, comes from a trusted source, and the purpose of the attachment is known. July also saw a flaw in Microsoft's PowerPoint software that could allow hackers to gain access to your computer. A hacker could take advantage of the flaw when Microsoft PowerPoint was used to open a document that contained hacker code. The document could arrive in email that you've received or from a website that you may have visited or a file that you might have been sharing with someone you trust. If attackers can successfully take advantage of the flaw, they can then read, change, or steal your files, again, keep track of everything you've typing on your keyboard, as well as stealing any contacts you may have in your email address books. A Trojan horse program named ppdropper.b was discovered on July 12th that takes advantage of the PowerPoint flaw to install a backdoor on vulnerable computers. This backdoor program can in turn allow a hacker to gain full remote access to your computer and all its contents. To help protect yourself from these types of threats, you should visit Microsoft's website and download and install any patches that are available for this issue. Also, don't open any PowerPoint documents you've received unless you're absolutely sure that they're safe. You should also never view, open, or click on any email attachment unless it's expected and comes from a trusted source and unless the purpose of the attachment is known. In order to protect against these threats, you should also never accept messages from unknown users. Also, never follow links to unknown or untrusted files. And finally, if you're downloading files, make sure that you always scan them with up-to-date antivirus software. Near the end of June, a critical flaw in Apple's iTunes software was found that could allow, again, a hacker to gain access to your computers. A hacker can take advantage of the flaw on your Microsoft Windows or Apple Mac OS X computer if you use iTunes to open an advanced audio file that contains hacker code. An infected audio file could come to you in an email that, again, that you've received or by visiting a website or a file that you've been sharing with someone. If attackers can successfully take advantage of the flaw, they then will be able to read, steal your files, keep track of everything you've typed on your keyboard, and again, steal all the contacts in your address book. To protect yourself from hackers attempting to exploit the software flaw, you should download the latest version of Apple's iTunes software from the Apple website and install it. To be extra cautious, don't open any audio files that you receive unless you are absolutely sure that they are safe. As always, you should never view, open, or click on any email attachment unless it's expected and comes from a trusted source, and the purpose of that attachment is known. And finally today, on July 11th, Microsoft ended their agreement to support Windows 98, 98SC, and ME operating systems. That means that there will no longer be any Microsoft security updates released for those operating systems. Symantec strongly encourages users who are using these operating systems to upgrade their computer to use a current and supported operating system. If any security flaws are discovered in the discontinued operating system versions, users will be exposed to any threats making use of those flaws. If an upgrade to your operating system is not possible, it's highly recommended that other security measures be put in place. The use of a firewall and antivirus software may help protect against threats to unpatched computers to some degree, but be aware that these security measures alone are not a substitute for a fully patched and secure operating system. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.